Hello, this is Josh Blackman. I'm on the phone with Ann Heller, author of Ayn Rand and the World She Made. Ann, how are you?
Hi, thanks, Josh.
I just finished reading your book, and I really enjoyed it, and I think you provide a very interesting glimpse into a very enigmatic historical figure.
Isn't she extraordinary?
So, what motivated you to write this book, and why now?
You know, I read Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged and the Fountainhead, and then her other books, relatively late in life, that is, not as a teenager or a young adult, but in my 40s. And I was surprised by what I found. I expected not to like the books at all, and I ended up admiring them a good deal. I looked around for what had been written about her, and very little had been written that wasn't by some people who loathed her or people who were her cult followers. And there seemed to be a need for an objective third-person biography of Ayn Rand.
Did writing this book make you more sympathetic to her views?
It let me understand her views much better and helped me to admire strains in her thinking. For example, her thinking on individual rights is something that I admire a great deal. And her defense of capitalism as being the only economic system that both honors individual liberties and depends on them was very impressive to me. There are other parts of her thinking about sex and romance and, you know, a lack of a social contract with our fellow citizens that I didn't like as well.
I remember you mentioned in your introduction somewhere that the Ayn Rand Institute did not allow you access to her papers. What is their process like to allow people to, you know, access some of her more intimate papers?
You know, I think it's changing. The papers and the archives are two different things. I know this is a little, you know, obscure, but the archives, which contain all sorts of secondary material, are opening up to scholars, and I got some help from the archives. The papers are the things that she left when she died, her diaries, her notes, correspondence that hasn't been published, and one needs special permission to see those things, and I was denied it. I was given more than one reason for that. In the end, I felt that I wasn't trustworthy enough by the lights of the Ayn Rand Institute.
That's actually quite fitting, considering how Ayn Rand lived her own life. She was not very trustworthy of others.
No, she wasn't, and of course she had reason not to be. She was born a Jew in Russia near the turn of the 20th century at a time when that was a dangerous thing to be there. And she lived through the Bolshevik Revolution. And she came to the United States all by herself to pursue a career. And it was very hard and very frightening. And she was somebody who guarded her ideas very closely. They were the most important thing in the world to her, and she didn't want anybody mucking around with them. That tendency became more extreme as she grew older.
Now, a question on religion. Despite her professed atheism, and she was a huge atheist, do you think in any way her Jewish heritage affected her beliefs in any way?
I do think that her defense of the businessman and the capitalist and the gifted individual and the productive individual, the competent individual, can be seen in a certain light at a certain angle as a defense of 19th century Jews in Europe who created banking and business of all kinds, created business models, were the small shopkeepers, and who were often punished for that. They were, you know, they were thought to be pagan capitalists and not liked for that, even though they're the ones who created wealth and goods for others to consume. So to that degree, I think so, yes.
You mentioned in your book in the 1950s the reception Atlas Shrugged got among conservatives, especially in the National Review. It was such a bad reception. Why did conservatives dislike Ayn Rand so much?
Whitaker Chambers, in particular, who wrote that review in the National Review, disliked Ayn Rand because of her atheism. He felt, and he said in the most extraordinary language, harsh language, that without a God, there's nothing but materialism in life. And that it's interesting that he said all her good characters in her books have to be heroes, because if they weren't, if they were average human beings, they would slip from the pursuit of their own happiness into the pursuit of wealth, and quickly begin not to value other people's rights. So the conservatives, the post-war conservatives, was a Christian movement, and it felt that Ayn Rand's atheism and what she built on that were threatening to what they wanted to see happen.
I don't know if you saw a recent article in Slate magazine by Johanny Hart, who said the figure Ayn Rand resembles most is L. Ron Hubbard, who was basically a, quote, trashy potboiler who whipped up cults. And what would you say to people who think that Ayn Rand's kind of like a cult? I mean, her little clique seemed to have some cult features, but would you describe it as a cult?
Well, first of all, let me say I know nothing about L. Ron Hubbard. I know even less about him than I knew about Rand before I read her books. So I don't know what that comparison is about. I do think that she had a cult. I don't think she wanted a cult, and I think that's important to say. But as young people began to be attracted to her and worship her to some degree, she was seduced by that admiration and worship, and did build a cult following, and still has one to this day, more than 25 years after her death.
What do you think Ayn Rand would say about America today? The popular phrase is now going galt. I mean, would she think that it's time to start going galt, or how do you think she would respond?
She would sue over going galt, because galt was her property, and she had a full-time lawyer, actually, to keep people from developing things called galt. That, irony aside, I think she would think that she had predicted this, that America today has fulfilled her darkest predictions in Atlas Shrugged about the government slowly taking over the economy, and as it takes over the economy, reducing our mobility, our wealth, and our rights.
All right. Now more than ever, Ayn Rand is very relevant. I would highly recommend Ann Heller's book, Ayn Rand, The World She Made. And thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Josh.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.